Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
All right, it is Hot Topics time. Hawk Topics time on a Thursday. Brought to you by Horizon Credit Union today. And yeah, thanks for coming in, Steve Hawk. Oh, wrong mic. Hold on. Sorry about that. Now I got you.
Hello?
Okay, now I got you.
Hi, it's producer Steve. Thank you.
Oh, boy. My apologies.
That's right.
It is Hawk Topics.
It's
though,
Hawk
I
Topics. Thanks for inviting me in.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming in. Kevin, do you want to start or do you want me to?
I don't know. That is my favorite thing. Anytime Steve doesn't know what to do, he just... And I left him hanging there to see what he would do.
That was nice.
He does one of two things. He either says the same word a couple times, two or three times. Like he'd be, all right, or okay. like he'll do that. Like if you listen like during Beat the Show, I think it was. Uh-huh. Oh, no, it was when we were playing a game earlier. Every time when you were trying to think to go to the next caller, you would just say the same word over and over.
Oh, did
Which is really funny. I mean, it's fine. It's nothing wrong with it. I understand what's happening.
It's
but
a
right
bad
there,
habit.
Same thing. Instead of saying a word,
you know, you just pick a different word, and then everybody will like it. Just from now on, make a mental note.
Okay.
Whenever I'm lost, peanut butter. Peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut butter.
Oh, now that's all I'm going to be saying all day.
But see, that'll be fun.
Okay.
I would say it's better than what I do, which is either a long, dumb pause or...
That right there.
Oh, is that what he was giving an example?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely... I mean, so what you're doing is better than what I do.
Perhaps.
He who live in glass house shall not throw stones.
Steve Hawk, what is your, what do we call those? Crutches? Is that?
Yeah, you can call them a crutch.
Okay.
You can call it, I don't like dead air, so I'm going to make sure there isn't.
Yeah.
Okay.
And if that means I'm going to go peanut butter, then there's no dead air.
Yeah. So is that your go-to then?
Peanut butter?
Yeah.
Sure.
Or you don't, you don't.
I'm not a famous DJ you, producer Steve.
But you,
I don't have to worry about that. I get invited.
He has the luxury of the stuff he does is all recorded most of the time.
True.
And so when he screws up, he just takes it out.
Exactly.
That's a good point. But so, you have done.
Yes, you invite me in here and I just blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Oh, very good.
I've never noticed a crutch with you, Steve.
I don't like dead air either. So I will just start talking.
Fair.
And that's fair. Yeah. Okay, Steve Hawk, I have a question for you for our first hot topic.
Yes, sir.
And I feel like I know your answer.
Probably.
For this one. But it is, what is the worst pain you have ever been in? And I don't mean emotionally, I mean physical pain. What is the most physical pain you have ever been in?
And then tell us the emotional. No, physical is good.
I broke my back sledding.
Yeah.
Oh.
That hurt.
I broke my back. Spinal.
I know. I know. It sounks like, suck it
Hawk,
up, walk it
you
off.
You broke your back.
I broke my back showing off, and that hurt emotionally, and it was really painful. I laid there out of breath like I had punctured my lungs.
Oh, wow.
Just had the wind knocked out of me super bad. So that really hurt, and it scared me. And then emotionally, I was like, oh. You dummy. You show-off male dummy.
Now, here's the question for you, Hawk. Did it hurt worse when it happened or during the recovery when you had to wear that weird brace? And I just felt like there must have been days where it was very painful and you were just trying to get through it.
Yeah, there was, but nothing was more painful than right after it happened.
The
when
moment.
I was laying there.
Yeah.
That was nasty.
Okay. Was that someplace around here?
Or? Yeah, it was up north by Whitworth.
Okay. I'm sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
The other weird thing was you probably, when you have that happen and everything hurts, you're thinking, uh-oh, are my legs going to work?
Yes, I did, because I really didn't know at that time. I couldn't breathe, and I was just hoping. I'm just hoping the wind's knocked out of me. I didn't puncture anything.
Well, it kind of makes me seem like a little girl, but then the fact that I'm right now real close to dealing with the most painful. This gout that I have right now, it is, boy, oh boy, it got locked in, and it is killing me. It is the thing where it's all I can think about. It's all Steve's like, well, do you just not want to do the show? And I'm like, no, I have to do the show. I need something to keep my mind off of it. Otherwise, it is just nonstop all you think about. Like, I don't know if you've ever had a bad toothache.
Yep.
Where it's just like that. Like, you can't, no matter what you try, it's like all that's in your brain.
Yep.
That's what this is. And it's just, it keeps me up at night. It's absolutely miserable. And there's really not a lot you can do for it. I've taken the medicine that you're supposed to take. And now it's like, well, just hopefully it'll go away soon.
Yeah.
So, man, it is rough. I think before that, I would say the worst pain I've had was in high school football. I had my tailbone broken.
Ooh. Like that's a bummer because it's going to make it hard to sit down, which you like to do.
That is exactly right, Hawk. It was, you know, in our school desks, they were, you know,
comfy,
wood,
padded.
Just made of wood.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Oh, my God. Anywhere. A broken tailbone, that was pretty rough because it just, it lasted so long. We were just like, oh this is
And
miserable.
You can't really wrap a cast around that one. Did you do an ace bandage or anything just to look cool?
No, I do remember having like a donut thing, you know, that
you sat on.
Yep. And that helped. Yeah. That helped some.
Yeah.
But also when you're a high school boy and you got a thing that you got to sit on for your butt, all the other guys are taking it. And
Oh, no, they didn't.
I don't believe that for one second.
I went to high school also. No, they didn't.
Producer Steve, what's the worst pain you've ever been in?
Emotionally or physically?
I want your physical pain, son.
Physical pain. Boy. Let's see. The time I got whiteout in my eye was pretty bad. Probably when I was playing basketball at recess as a kid, and we were playing push and shove basketball. And
okay, what a fun one that is.
Yeah, so real great. And someone pushed me into, you know, the volleyball nets, the like wheeling things that like off to the side, like the connect, the whole that holds
yeah,
up the net.
Yeah, the standard, right. I believe
the stands,
it's called.
Yeah. Yeah. So they had some in the gym that were on, you know, they're on wheels.
Yep, and I can picture it.
Yeah, so someone shoved me into one of those, and my knee got completely like cut up and whatever, and I still have a scar from it.
Ooh.
But it was nothing like terrible.
It was a bleeder.
Oh, yeah, big time.
Ooh, I like that.
So you've been fairly fortunate without super painful stuff, but I mean that obviously hurt.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
for
sure. Yeah, I mean I've never like broken a bone or anything like that, so
yeah.
But you cut yourself.
Oh, lots of times.
Yeah,
on accident.
On volleyball nets.
And volleyball nets. Yeah,
that's rough.
And opening toys and all sorts of things.
Opening toys.
Yeah,
you've got another.
That's
20...
another rough one.
Yes. Oh, that'll get
that's
you.
That's painful.
You've got another 20 years. To catch up with Hawk and I, because Hawk and I are in our 50s.
Easy,
and,
easy. I'm over 40. Nobody said anything about 50.
Sorry, Hawk. I was thinking that you were close to my age because we went to school together, but I'm mistaken.
All right, we'll talk more about age coming up. The Big 99.9
Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Am I a bad person? I've never used a meat thermometer.
Kevin James.
Yeah, you're a bad person.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Jay and Kevin's Hot Topics. Hot Topics.
Hot Topics.
Do, 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 do. Okay,
peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut butter, peanut
oh,
butter.
That's
sorry.
My cue to take over, apparently.
Peanut butter, Hawk, peanut butter, peanut butter.
I need a very quick review from you of producer Steve's maiden voyage to Pig Out in the Park.
Pig Out in the Park.
He did it yesterday, walked down there from the station, which I think is a great way to do it, right?
Absolutely.
You get that walk in, so you instantly feel like, well, I can eat like a pig. Because I've walked down here.
I've walked for 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Now it's time for gluttony.
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly kind of was my thinking behind it. Yeah, I'll work up an appetite.
Why not?
I'm going to go by category. Let's start with dessert. For desserts, producer Steve had Dippin' Dots.
Cookies and cream.
Okay, what are we grading? A to F?
F. You know what? It's school time.
F.
Not creative enough.
Dude, you can get Dippin' Dots anywhere.
Agreed.
You go to Pig Out in the Park to get Dippin' Dots?
But they're so good.
Why don't you go to a hockey game and get Dippin' Dots? Why don't you go to a baseball game and get Dippin' Dots? You can go anywhere and get Dippin' Dots, dude.
Okay.
That's kind of what I thought. It was a little generic.
Okay. That's a little
D- minus because you look cute today.
For a drink, He's a cutie pie.
Oh, no. We're not starting this again.
He got a hand-squeezed lemonade.
Yeah, I'll give you a B.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah.
For a side, producer Steve enjoyed the massive block of curly fries.
Not bad. Did you put anything on it? Did you dump a whole bunch of ketchup? Did you get the squirt bottle and just go...
No, I didn't.
You didn't put anything on
it? Did you put anything on it?
No.
F.
You made him very mad.
I know. How about this? I'll give you a C. I love the big thing of French fries because it is big, but you got to do something. You can't just soggy fries like that.
You know what it was? I think I was just so overwhelmed. I was not expecting it to be that.
It's a big fry.
I saw the sign that was like curly fries.
Right.
And you're thinking, like, okay. Oh, this is going to be like Jack in the Box curly fries.
Yeah, or something. I don't know.
Great. Arby's. Yeah. Whatever, yeah.
Medium size?
Yeah. But then when there was, you know, like $14, I was like, oh, that's kind of a lot for French fries.
Just a little.
And then they brought out like this massive tray, carton, whatever you want to call it, of brick.
Yeah, it's a brick. It's a brick of fries.
Yeah. And it was really good.
Yeah, they're soft and curly.
Yeah, but it was a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah. And then afterwards, I was like, well, you guys still get a main course or a main thing to go with.
And just put here it in your pocket. Go.
That's what
he goes for the entree. He walks around, just keeps walking around.
Okay.
And he's finally ready for his entree.
All right.
And producer Steve gets.
What does he have?
A hamburger. Okay, I give him credit. It wasn't a hamburger. It was an elk burger.
An elk burger.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'll give you a B on that one.
Okay.
I might want to go for an A because you ventured out. You probably never had one, had you?
I don't know if I've ever had an elk burger. I don't believe so.
I was hoping that you would say, absolutely not. I really wanted to try it, Steve.
Yeah,
and
I really
wanted.
I
would have given you an A. But
it had bacon on it.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Okay.
So I'll give you a B on that one just for getting out of your comfort zone.
Okay.
Agreed. When I first saw the picture of it and it was a hamburger, I was so mad at him. I'm like, Steve, you eat hamburgers all the time everywhere. Like, why'd you get a hamburger at Pigout?
Yeah.
And it was an elk burger?
Yeah.
But yeah, that changed my opinion.
Sure it wasn't bison burger?
It was elk. All That's right. what they said. It was the... Like
from the elk?
The
name of the restaurant was the elk?
I believe so.
Maybe that was it. So it wasn't elk meat.
That's hilarious.
No. It was elk.
It was elk meat.
Okay. Yeah. I think I've seen that stand before.
You should try a bison burger, too. Next time you get a burger and you're like, what am I going to do now? Either go bison or lamb and then report back.
I've had bison. Bison's good.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
All right. Bison.
Bison.
Sounds good. Well, overall, I would probably give you a C on your adventure. Was that all of it?
Yeah.
You had the drink, the burger, the fries, and the dessert. That's a heck of a meal. Did you bring any home?
Most of the fries.
Yeah, good boy.
Yeah.
And they're in the refrigerator
today,
right
you
now.
Think?
What's that?
Are they going to be any good today, you think?
I think so. I did have, so this was like a late lunch, right? Because I got there probably like 2-ish.
Yep.
And was eating between like 2 and 3. And then I brought the fries home, had some of those at like 6:30.
And they're still there.
And there's still some left.
So this will be the three-peat when you go back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Awesome.
Well, because it was so big. There were so many.
Yeah, okay. You know, add some ketchup. They'll be fine.
That is true. That'll fix them if they're not that great.
Absolutely.
You just put ketchup on it.
Microwave it for 37 seconds, get some ketchup, done.
Do you put anything on your fries besides ketchup? I guess,
yellow mustard, tartar.
Okay. Do you? Whatever. Okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. But the go-to is ketchup.
No, not for me.
Oh, no.
Nope. Usually tartar.
Oh, interesting. Kevin, is
that
like the same for you?
Do you like fry sauce?
No, Hawk? I don't like fry sauce.
No, okay, I do enjoy fry sauce a lot, but I don't, very rarely will I put ketchup on. And if I do, it's just because the bottle was on the table and I knew it was going to be fun to squirt into the fries.
Yeah, for the fun factor. Let's have ketchup.
It's sitting right there on the table and I'm like, wow, I got to squeeze it.
I mean, you can do the same thing with mustard.
Yeah, I enjoy the taste of yellow mustard more than ketchup. So I'm a weird guy, but I go yellow mustard on my fries.
You know, I don't know if I've heard a lot of people doing that, but I feel like I've heard some people say mustard. Yeah, okay.
Hawk, do you get down with poutine?
I can if it's available and it's good. I've had some really bad.
Yeah, I will say it is one that kind of varies, doesn't it? Where it's like, oh, that was a good attempt, but no.
I've been up in Canada and had bad poutine. So it just,
really? Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. Now that's, what is that, French fries?
Gravy.
Gravy. Yep. And
that's magic right there.
Cheese curds.
Cheese curds. Yeah. That's it. Okay.
And that's, I think that's the part that can screw it up, is if they don't do a good job with that. Then sometimes it's like, no, that wasn't as good as it could have been.
Yeah, and the gravy. That brown gravy can be different.
Yeah. Yep.
That's my one regret from yesterday at Pig Out, not getting cheese curds.
Really?
Oh, I thought it was going to be
that's why it lasts for a week. Go back.
Maybe you're right. I will. Steve Hawk, that is the beauty of Pig Out, because you get home and you think, I could have done better. Well, try it again.
Remember the days when it used to be nothing over $7 or nothing over $9 or whatever? Yeah. When it first started, that was the kicker.
I know.
And those days are gone, but that was, you know, it was a lot easier to go back 17 times.
Yeah, it was.
17, yeah. Yeah. I don't think I'll be like going back 17 times.
Well, you haven't tried the strawberry shortcake yet.
Ooh. Not really a strawberry shortcake guy, but...
That's too bad.
Hey, Steve Hawk, do you have time to stick around for one more segment?
I got nothing better to do.
Okay, because I have a fun little, I don't know, it's like a quiz that I want to do to see how the three of us stack up.
All right, I'm going to go get some coffee. I'll meet you back here.
All right, 10-4, Captain.
The Big 99.9 Coyote Country. The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I thought you looked like the guy on Jeopardy the other night, so that's pretty good. That's almost the same thing.
He did win.
He right, exactly.
So
I mean, he's not a Hollywood leading man.
Kevin James.
But he is a Jeopardy winner.
Is this a compliment? You look like the kind of guy who would win Jeopardy.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country.
I would not say that would be a compliment necessarily. I don't know. Real quick, I did get a phone call that just past the airport exit going westbound on I-90, I guess there's a little bit of a fire, so people need to move over to the left.
Okay.
So just be aware of that if you're in that area.
That'll cause some delays for sure.
Indeed.
Indeed. All right, boys. Can you please keep a score as we go through these things?
Yes,
I'm going to ask you a few questions.
I like games.
And I just, it's more of a, you know, learn a little bit about Steve Hawk.
Uh-oh.
Learn a little bit about Steve Heskey.
Uh-oh.
The two SHs in our building. Steve Hawk, Steve Heskey. You boys ready?
Very good.
Yeah,
I'm
going to
ask you a question. And I'm going to ask you to write down, well, you can tell us yes or no if you've done this, and then put down a point. For everyone that you've done, you put down a point.
All right.
Here we go. Have you ever skipped school?
Mm.
I think we know, Hawk.
Yeah. I'm putting down a point.
Producer Steve?
Do I get to put down a point for every time I skip school?
No, just one.
Okay.
It's one for each item.
Okay.
Producer Steve, are you listening?
Can I ask a question?
What do you mean, can you ask a question?
It's easy. Skip school?
Well,
which means you were supposed to go to school and you didn't go to school for any good reason.
I skipped school on senior skip day, but my parents called in to call me out. So does that count?
No.
Okay. No, it doesn't.
No.
God. Come on, King Peter.
My goodness.
I skipped school. You broken a bone.
Yep.
Nope.
I have never technically broken a bone.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Number three, fired a gun.
Yep.
No.
I have. Okay. See. Man.
Wow.
Jeez.
This is weird.
Been in a limo.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Good boy. I like that.
Gotten a tattoo.
No for Steve Hawk. No tattoo.
No for both Steve.
I didn't know. I was going to say, I've never seen one on your body, but I didn't know if you had one.
I never could decide what the heck to get, so never got one.
Same. Gosh, I'm in the same boat. I kind of want one, but I just have no idea what to get. Steve Heskey, no?
No for me. Yeah.
That's painful.
Ridden a horse?
Yes.
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 Really? Like a pony or?
Not the one that you guys on a stick. That doesn't count. It has to be alive.
I've
four legs,
I've
breathing.
I've ridden several horses in my day.
Not if it's attached to springs and sitting on a little metal stand.
Real live horsey horses.
Did you call it a horsey?
No.
Okay, good.
Like a trail ride that you paid for.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We're on a beach.
There we go.
We're on a trail.
I got it.
On a trail.
All right.
On a trail.
All right.
Sung karaoke.
Yep. That was pitiful, too.
Was it bad? Do you remember what you sang?
No, I was drunk, of course.
Yeah, that's the way
I only did it when I was inebriated.
Yeah, I've done it sober, and I wish I didn't. let's see.
We
gotten a ticket. This is number 9 and gotten a ticket.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Quite a few.
Yeah.
What'd you get a ticket for?
Oh, breaking the law.
Such as?
Speeding or whatever.
Speeding? Or whatever.
Don't worry about it.
Been arrested. You ever been arrested?
Yep.
Oh, Hawk, you have.
Yeah. Well, I don't brag about it. I mean, I...
No. This is, you're not proud of it. No, you don't have to.
Well, I kind of am.
I have not been arrested. Never, Steve, we don't need to know.
Okay.
Gone ziplining.
Yeah.
Ziplining. Oh, you have?
Never done it. That one I'm not interested in.
Oh, it's awesome.
Where did you go ziplining?
Up in North Idaho.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Ooh, yeah. They got some cool ones there,
mm-hmm.
huh?
Okay. I have not done that.
You have not done it? Okay. Been on TV. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
You used to do commercials. You were like, hey, look at me. I'm a hand model.
Is that right?
Long story. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Hawk's good on TV. Have you ever gone on a cruise?
Yep.
And not Lake Coeur d'Alene?
Yes.
Okay, we've all done cruises. Do you have a piercing? Or had a piercing?
Steve Hawk? No.
Really?
Never had it.
Yeah.
Okay.
So tattooing and piercings, those are the ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because we really lived through that phase where earrings were cool.
Yep. My dad was very against it.
Oh, yep. Okay.
Same with my mom, and so I just thought, you know what? I've done enough to make her miserable. I should stop.
My dad threatened me. You get one of those, and I'm going to blah, 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 blah. So I never did.
Oh, that is a threat.
Yeah, he wasn't happy about it.
Producer Steve, did you ever have your ears pierced?
I did not, no. But don't laugh right after I
answer.
It's
a funny visual. You with a big bunch of ice in your
ears. Why is that funny?
Cool. Like, if you had this cross hanging off your ear, I think that'd be pretty cool.
You ever smoked a cigarette?
One. This is a long game, dude.
It is. Well, we only got like 2 more minutes left.
Okay.
Have you ever smoked a cigarette?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, you know that, yes.
Oh,
you have. Okay. Producer Steve, have you ever...
Cigarette, no.
Good boy.
What?
Cigarette? No, he said.
Yeah.
Apparently, you smoked a cigar. You smoked a pipe. What is it that you've smoked? Because led to another question.
Here we go. No. I don't know. What are those things called? They're not cigars, but they're...
Swisher sweets.
Yeah. I've done that.
Yeah, every college boy's done that.
You're a wild man.
Yeah.
Been skydiving.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
No, for Kevin. No interest. Ever made out in public?
Yep.
Made out in public? Yeah, I guess.
With another person? Not your arm.
Then no. Okay.
Okay.
Wait. You made out in public?
Maybe.
Producer,
I can't confirm or deny these allegations.
Nice. Yeah, you can. Wow. You were in the Midwest when it happened, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you can say whatever you want to about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Skinny dipped.
Ooh.
Is that a yes?
Yes. Oh, it's a yes for me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
These are all yeses.
You know what? He went back in time to when it happened, and he was like...
Yeah, I know. Oh, I did, actually. I kind of forgot about that.
Yeah.
That was a good time. Yeah. It was a really good time.
Never done that, no.
Oh, okay. Well, it's never too late, Producer Steve. This next summer, it's getting a little late in the year now.
No,
maybe,
it's not.
You're right. It's supposed to be 90 this weekend, right?
January 1st, Lake Coeur d'Alene. I'll meet you there.
Oh, yeah. Do the polar plunge naked.
Yes.
That is really something. I have skinny dipped, but it's not as great of a memory as Steve Hawks. Steve Hawks was like, oh, yeah, that was a good time. Mine was, we got done haying. We had been bucking bales all day. It was about 100 degrees. We were miserable, and there was a pond on the farm, and we were just like, let's get naked and swim.
And when you say we, it was just you and the boys.
Yeah.
Yep.
Me and the boys.
A little
and the
different
boys.
Than my situation, yeah.
Yeah, it was not nearly as cool as yours.
It's all right.
All right. Well, producer Steve, we have some things for you to look forward to. Skinny dipping, I would say, is one that we got to get you to do.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll go down to Pig Out in the Park. We'll get some strawberry shortcake, and then we'll head to the lake.
Ah.
And coming up
skinny pop.
Next week,
skinny pop, not skinny.
When Jay gets back, we'll do an interrogation with producer Steve on some of these answers, such as, you know, his smoking, his drinking, yeah,
apparently there's
his making out in public.
Oh, we don't need to be doing
that. What kind of guy are you?
Oh, man.
Learning all sorts of things about producer Steve.
Well.
I like it.
All right, Steve Hawk.
Hey, thanks for the invite. Yeah. We learned a little bit about me, too. What a wonderful day.
I appreciate that. And we'll see you...
In the hallway.
In the hallway and on Monday. How about that?
I'm not going to be here Monday, but thanks for trying.
All right. We'll see you sometime next week.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Craig T. Nelson's character's name on the TV series Coach.
Let's go with George.
You're off the line.
Kevin James.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say it's a good guess, but it's not because it's wrong.
On the Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Final thoughts.
Well, that was very nice, Kevin. Very nice.
The show in general?
Oh, no, I was referring to you saying it wasn't a good guess to that person.
Oh...
So, but no, a good show. Good show. I enjoyed it.
I think we did all right.
Yeah.
I'd give it a B.
Okay. I'll take a B.
Solid B. And most of the things that kept it from being an A were probably me.
Oh.
I'm not at my best, Steve. I'm playing injured.
That you are. And I appreciate that.
Michael Jordan with the flu game.
Yeah. It's exactly the same.
But I don't have the flu.
Oh, well, yeah. Besides that, it's exactly the same. No, I appreciate you working from home and doing your thing and all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah. Steve, I hope the next time I see you that I can say, hey, this gout finally feels better.
That's what I'm hoping.
But, I'm losing faith a little bit in it, but.
Have the faith. Have faith.
Yeah. We'll get there.
I hope so, Kevin. Final thought. Today's a big day, Kevin. I'm very excited. You know why?
What's the big day today?
Oh, baby. College football. My Missouri Tigers.
Oh really?
Playing tonight. First game of the season. Yeah.
So do you still try to catch every game you can?
I do.
Missouri Tigers. And you're into it. You're invested.
Oh, very invested.
It's your college. I love that, Steve.
Yeah.
That'll make me want to watch... Are they going to be any good this year? Do we know?
You know, I think they will be. I mean, they're ranked 11 right now.
Oh, geez. That's right. They were good last year.
Yeah. Which was surprising. So I don't know if it was like a fluke or if it's actually legit. So we'll find out. I'm cautiously optimistic. They have a lot of their good players returning. They lost some good players. So, you know, we'll see. They got some good
what
guys
kind
coming
of
in, so.
Football game watcher are you when it's your team? It's the Mizzou Tigers. You're into it. And are you a sit down with snacks and watch it? Are you a sit on the edge of the seat the whole time? Are you a pace back and forth? What do you do?
All of the above. I mean, it depends
on... You mix it up.
Yeah, it depends on the situation.
That's fair. What, tonight, do you think you'll be all those things?
I mean, we're playing a team that we should easily beat...
We're so a little
not
bit more of a,
not easily,
yeah,
but
a celebration. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, it's not one of the. It's not like another SEC school. So,
it should be a fun one.
Yeah, hopefully. That is, I mean, you never know. I mean, anything could happen, right?
Absolutely. That's why they play the game.
Yeah, and we're going against a team that has like 62 new players or something, which I've never heard of before. That's outrageous.
What?
Something like, or 52, something like that.
That's wild.
Like they have a completely, like a completely new team. I don't know. How that happened. Unless I heard wrong. I think I heard right, though, because I heard it several times. So we'll see, but I'm excited. Should be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it. And, big day. First time.
Well, that's fun. What time is that game?
It would be, I guess, 5 o'clock our time.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good luck, Steve. That's fun.
Yeah. So I'll be invested in that. What you got, Kevin?
My final thought is just going to be, thanks, Steve. Thanks for getting through the show. Thanks for helping me limp along through it. And thank you for being you.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, just in general. You know, I always say off the air to you when we have our little meetings and you do something, and I always say the same thing. Well, that's why you're the producer, because, you know, you nail it or whatever. And you've been picking up the slack with all social media and the podcast. So thank you. And while you're doing all that work that I could be doing, I'm going to lay on my bed and cry.
Wow. It felt like a very touching moment. And then, I don't know, it kind of disappeared with that last thing.
Well, I mean, it's just, I want to do something, but it stinks. I've also realized how terrible I am at my phone with one hand, because it's my right wrist that is just absolute pain.
Yeah.
And so it eliminates me using a computer very well with a mouse, because have you tried to run a mouse with your left hand?
No. Not good. I can't say. Yeah.
Now, laptop, if I got my laptop out, I bet you I'd be better at that.
Okay. Well, maybe that's worth a try then.
No? It might be. And then the phone, I hold my phone with my left hand, which I do all the time anyways. But then I want to use my right hand to do stuff, and I can't. And it's like, man, I have dropped this phone on my face about 5 times. I have just dropped it on the floor yesterday.
I shouldn't be laughing.
No, laugh all you want. It's funny stuff. Yeah, it's just been like, I am not very good with one hand.
Okay, well, let's give it a long Labor Day weekend, and then back on Tuesday, and you'll be back in full swing.
100%. You look out. Look out, everybody.
Look out,
the
Tuesday.
The comeback is here.
Yeah, baby. Let's go. And time now to give away one pair of passes to Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park. So if you would like that pair of passes for Raptor Reef Indoor Water Park, call now, 509-441-0999. We will take caller number 7. Caller number 7 wins Raptor Reef, 509-441-0999. And that about does it. What do you say, Kevin?
That does it. And everybody have a good weekend. Oh, and Jelly Roll tomorrow night.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We'll see you there.
Yeah, I might see you there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow night then. Perfect. The Big 99.9 Coyote.